Lesson 4, Segment 2. Before we begin, there's important info here about this lesson and reading resources I'd like to encourage you to take a look at for Lesson 4. The third question, who am I listening to, is being taught in this basic Envision training only in brief. So it's very important to move your client quickly out of the woods when they're listening to a challenger archetype natter away in their head and focus on developing relationships with positive allies that lie dormant within them that we're going to address in detail in Lesson 5. So for this reason, I'm going to introduce you to the concept, show you the easiest exercises to shift your client's perspective and move out of the challenging energy into a neutral one without analyzing the content. That's super important, without analyzing the content. The coaches who have studied with me long-term and current students who have a background in psychoanalysis will recognize the complexity of this last question of Envision and the need for the coach to be adept at moving the client out of the challenging narrative without anchoring the story the wound itself is actually reinforcing. So remember, the function of the entire Envision process is to facilitate your client to move their energy out of difficult places they may be stuck in and help them claim new positive energy that will empower them to make better decisions, gain clarity, take action, and move forward in their life regardless of the subject matter you're working with. Working with Envision also helps you get unstuck as a coach, enabling you to facilitate your own personal transformation while you're holding space for someone else to move forward. It's also important to note, you may not use all three questions with your client at the same time in a session. The primary question, "Where am I?" is highly effective on its own. The second and third questions work together since both facilitate shifting past patterns that sabotage forward movement. The more you practice this, the better you're going to get at it since it's theoretically dense but easy to work with once you get the hang of it. And that said, the alumni, master intuitive coaches, and master trainers will all confirm it's a fluid process that's almost alive, and practice allows you deeper access every time. So remember, expect the unexpected, remain curious, and stay open and receptive. It's fun and still a delicate dance working with this third question, and the main objective when learning this for the first time and working with it in the early stages is to, 1, recognize there's a challenging sub-personality that can be identified. That's super important. There is one. We can identify what it is, what it sounds like, what it says to us, the whole nine yards. 2, we want to find out where it came from. 3, find out when it was first originated. What time in your life did this start? 4, recognize the triggers that invite this to be active. 5, see it as a separate entity smaller than your whole self. Accept it and give it love and compassion. That was 6. 7, identify its job, and 8, give it a new job. Even though this is taught to you in its simplest, most effective form, its theoretical underpinnings are super rich and complex. So I've included some links to some very interesting reading material if you choose to look at the deeper philosophical influences to Envision's third question, who am I listening to? So just in closure, I wanted to give you the interesting resource articles to read first, just to give yourself some parameters for how this works. Even though the exercises are super simple that I'm giving you, you'll get a little bit denser intellectual understanding of the content if you read the articles. However, you don't have to. I just wanted to let you know that they exist before you get into the actual content of the class. I'll see you in the next segment.